Imagine booting up your TV on a Friday night, right? To play a game you've sunk, I don't know, over 1,000 hours into.
Oh, yeah, where you've built entire cities, leveled up character.
Exactly. You have real memories tied to this digital world. But instead of a loading screen, you just get this cold, gray error message.
License expired. Server offline.
Right. And in an instant, your entire archive just vanishes. You can't even open the console to retrieve a disk because, well, there is no console.
You own absolutely nothing.
And the corporation that hosted those memories just flipped a switch and deleted them. Now, that isn't some dystopian sci-fi pitch.
No, it's really not.
It is the exact reality the entertainment industry is sprinting toward. And that's what we're unpacking today with the massive Tech and Mag 2026 Future of Gaming Industry Recap.
Which covers the explosive first week of June 2026.
Right. Our mission for you on this deep dive is to really help you understand the biggest earthquake to hit this industry since, you know, the invention of 3D gaming.
We're looking at the exact moment traditional physical consoles, and honestly, the concept of game ownership started dying out.
Aggressively replaced by cloud streaming, generative AI, and neurogaming.
To set the stage here, it's the kickoff of the Summer Game Fest, which has completely usurped E3 at this point.
Oh, completely.
And as the Tech and Mag broadcast revealed, the fundamental tastes of Generation Alpha gamers have just radically shifted. They're entirely moving away from buying these, like, $500 plastic boxes.
And the most visible sign of this revolution is right in your living room, specifically that empty space underneath your television.
Right.
Because the numbers from this recap are staggering. In 2026 alone, there's a 42% year-over-year drop in physical hardware console sales.
That's a massive cliff to fall off.
It is. And simultaneously, cloud service subscribers, so platforms like Game Pass, Ultimate, and GeForce, now they've crossed 185 million globally.
And the hardware is adapting to that. I mean, 72% of mid-range and flagship smart TVs now have native cloud apps right out of the box.
So you literally just pair a Bluetooth controller and play.
Exactly. You pair a controller and you're playing Cyberpunk in 4K. Even the hardware leaks reflect this total abandonment of local power.
Look at the PS5 Pro leak.
Oh, yeah, the shift away from native rendering.
Right, they are dropping native rendering in favor of PSSR, which is PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution.
And just briefly, for context, a new Xbox handheld leak also confirmed it's basically just built for native X cloud connectivity, too.
Exactly.
As a side note, there's a huge rumor that the GTA VI PC port is facing a 6 to 12 month delay, specifically so Rockstar can focus on this unified console architecture.
Yeah, they want to avoid the absolute disaster of PC optimization across millions of different custom rigs.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because this is exactly what happened when Spotify and Netflix killed the CD and DVD
rig. Oh, 100%. Physical media becomes a chore.
But I do want to push back on this, like, utopian vision the tech giants are selling.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're looking at the extinction of digital ownership.
Which is terrifying. If you only rent access and a server shuts down because of an expired license, your entire digital archive, all those memories, they just vanish into thin air.
What's fascinating here is the corporate strategy behind it.
Hmm.
Because tech giants, they're no longer selling hardware at a loss just to trap you in their ecosystem.
Right, the razor and blades model.
Exactly. Now, they are selling a cloud ecosystem directly. However, the recap notes this massive issue, which they call the latency nightmare.
Yes. The dreaded input lag.
If you don't have 6G or direct fiber optics, meaning your ping is under 20 milliseconds, this cloud era is currently an unplayable hell.
Because if you press jump and it takes half a second for the character to jump,
it's game over. The human brain immediately rejects it.
So if the massive physical console is evaporating into the invisible cloud, the massive physical game studio is moving into a teenager's bedroom.
Power is totally shifting from the mega corporation to the individual.
It really is. The studio AI plug-in market has exploded to $1.2 billion. That's a 185% growth rate.
It's wild. Solo indie developers are using generative AI to just obliterate traditional AAA financial standards.
Because normally, what, a AAA game takes $200 million in 5 years to make.
At least. But the 2026 indie arsenal is unreal. We're talking hybrid AI engines in Unreal Engine 6, where you just type a text prompt.
Like, generate a dark, rainy forest.
Exactly. And boom, the engine understands the spatial geometry and creates it instantly. Plus, they have text-to-animation models now.
So you don't even need those expensive motion capture suits with the ping pong balls anymore.
Not at all. You bypass motion capture entirely. And they're using autonomous coding copilots like GPT-5 or Claude 4 running in the background.
Oh, to patch physics bugs autonomously, right? That is insane.
But crucially, it's the dialogue. Oh. In-world AI and 11 labs are generating real-time NPC dialogue based on player microphone input.
Wait, so you actually speak to the character out loud?
You talk into your headset, and the AI generates a localized, emotionally accurate response in real time. It completely destroys traditional static dialogue trees.
So what does this all mean? I mean, I have to raise a critical pushback here. While this massively empowers the indie developer, what about the human cost?
That's the dark side of the automation.
The source mentions a severe studio unemployment crisis. Thousands of junior programmers and concept artists at AAA studios are just losing their jobs to automation.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we are watching a highly controlled oligopoly become the most democratic entertainment sector in history.
Which sounds great on paper.
It does. But the recap highlights this deep monopoly anxiety in the market.
Right.
It's the terrifying prospect that megacorporations will simply swoop in, buy up these brilliant indie studios for pennies, and then lock their AI-generated games exclusively behind those cloud paywalls we just talked about.
So they democratize the tools but monopolize the distribution.
Exactly.
Well, this aggressive decentralization isn't just destroying the monopoly of how games are made. It's destroying the monopoly of the virtual worlds themselves.
The walled gardens are collapsing.
Yeah. The recap gives official confirmation here. Meta's Horizon Worlds is officially a catastrophic financial failure.
Meta's VR R&D investment is actually down 65%.
Wow. And it's pretty obvious why, right? Because of those horrendous cartoonish graphics, the legless avatars, and primarily that closed ecosystem walled garden approach.
Well, conversely, decentralized Web3 platforms, so places like Sandbox and Decentraland, they are absolutely thriving.
The real estate investments there hit $3.5 billion. That's a 40% growth.
It's a massive shift in consumer trust.
To help you visualize this, think of Mark Zuckerberg's centralized metaverse as a heavily surveilled corporate shopping mall. You could only ever rent a booth there.
Right, you had no actual power.
But the Web3 spaces are like a bustling open-air public market where you actually own the deed to your stall via NFTs.
And that shift to actual ownership has birthed entirely new, highly lucrative professions for 2026.
Like what?
Well, the source highlights virtual real estate architects who design these digital skyscrapers and metaverse smart contract lawyers.
Lawyers for digital land.
Yeah. Programmers who specialize in auditing the code of these digital deeds to ensure your property rights are mathematically sound.
But that is a whole different ballgame. Huh. So we've decentralized the hardware, the studios, and the virtual worlds. Now, the industry is breaking down the final physical barrier.
The controller itself.
Right, the thing separating the human from the machine. We are entering the era of neurogaming.
It sounds like pure sci-fi, but over 5,400 hardcore gamers are currently enrolled in Neuralink clinical trials.
Playing games directly via brainwaves, no hands, just thought.
And alongside that, biofeedback chipsets are an $850 million emerging market. That's a 320% growth rate.
Which brings us to the horror game example from Article 18.
Yeah.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
This is the perfect example of where the tech is going.
It's terrifying. So players wear these biofeedback wristbands that transmit their sweat levels, body temperature, and heart rate directly to the game's AI. And if you're too calm, the AI dynamically alters the lighting, it generates new creepy audio, and it literally mathematically spawns monsters directly into your blind spots.
It actively hunts your nervous system.
Yeah.
Though, on the positive side, this brain-computer interface technology is driving a monumental accessibility revolution.
Oh, absolutely.
It's allowing severely physically disabled gamers to play incredibly complex titles flawlessly, using only their thoughts.
That is undeniably incredible. But I have to pivot to the most alarming pushback of this entire deep dive, the massive biometric data theft risk.
It's a privacy nightmare.
Connecting your literal heart rate and brain waves to a corporate server. You are handing over your deepest emotional states to a tech giant. They will know exactly what terrifies you.
This raises an important question about how the definition of a player is changing. You aren't just playing the game. The game is reacting to your biology. I'd advise you to pay close attention to the rest of the Summer Game Fest. The games of the future won't just be boasting about graphics. The true signal to look out for are keywords like dynamic, procedural, biofeedback, and cloud native.
So, summarizing why all of this matters for your everyday life, even if you don't play games, you are no longer just a passive consumer of a pre-packaged physical product.
The whole model is dead.
The entire paradigm of entertainment has shifted toward this forced decentralization. Power is fracturing away from massive, bulky hardware and centralized corporations.
It's moving into invisible cloud servers, wearable biometric tools, and single-person AI studios.
Exact.
I do want to leave you with a final thought to mull over, building on that biofeedback discussion.
Okay.
If AI can read your sweat and your heart rate to make a single-player horror game scarier,
Yeah.
what happens when competitive multiplayer games start matching you against opponents, not based on your skill level, but on your real-time biological stress levels and emotional volatility?
Oh, wow. So the algorithm intentionally pairs you with someone when it knows you're about to crack under the pressure.
Exactly. Weaponize matchmaking based on your actual adrenaline.
That is, wow. That changes how you look at every device you interact with. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We warmly invite you to keep questioning the invisible technologies quietly reshaping the world around you. Stay curious.